There was a man named Job living in the land of Uz. He was a very honest man, a man of his word, entirely devoted to God, who hated evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters and was very wealthy. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and countless employees. Indeed, he was the most prominent man of the entire East. His sons used to throw parties at their homes and always invited the 3 sisters to celebrate together. After the parties, Job would rise early and offer a sacrifice for each of his children. "Because I thought so. It's possible that one of them might have sinned, dismissing God in their heart." Job constantly offered sacrifices in case one of his sons had sinned. One day, when the angels came to report to the Eternal, Satan, the accuser, came with them.
The Eternal looked at Satan and asked,
"Where have you been?"
Satan responded to the Eternal,
"I walked everywhere to see how things were on earth." Eternal says to Satan, "Did you notice my servant Job? I have no one like him. Honest and loyal to his word, fully devoted to God, and hates evil.
You will be treated with holiness."
"So you think Job is like that, out of pure goodness of heart? Well, nobody is that good. The Lord pampers you like a child. He takes care of everything so nothing bad happens."
"But it happened to him."
"Your family, your wealth, and yet you bless everything he does. In this way, who wouldn't be faithful? But what would happen if everything he has was taken away? Surely, he would openly curse the Lord, without a shadow of a doubt."
The Eternal answered,
"Very well, then we shall see. Go ahead. Do as you please with all that he has. Just don't hurt him."
Then Satan left the presence of the Eternal.
Sometime later, while Job's children were gathered at the eldest's house for another one of their parties, a messenger came running to Job to tell him,
"The oxen were plowing the land and the donkeys grazing in the field near us when the Sabaeans attacked. The animals were stolen and all the workers killed. I was the only one to survive to tell what happened."
"See you."
The man was still speaking when another messenger arrived and said,
"Lightning fell from the sky and struck the sheep and shepherds. I was the only one to survive to tell what happened."
He hadn't finished speaking yet
when the other messenger arrived with the news.
"3 groups of Chaldeans came and attacked the camels and slaughtered the herdsmen. I was the only one to survive to tell what happened."
While he...
"And still speak of the messenger."
"I arrived.
Their children were at a party at the eldest brother's house when a hurricane came from the desert and destroyed the entire house. The youngsters were hit and died. I was the only one to survive to tell what happened. Job is celebrant."
Tom tore his own clothes, shaved his head, and threw himself to the ground. There, prostrate, he praised God.
"I was not born from my mother's womb. I will not return him to the earth's bosom.
The Eternal provides.
The Eternal takes away. Let God's name be praised forever."
Even struck by so much disaster, so did not sin or blame God for anything. One day, when the angels came to report to the Eternal, Satan also appeared. The Eternal gazed at Satan and inquired,
"And you, why?"
"We are ungentle." Satan answered the Eternal,
"I traveled everywhere to see how things were on earth."
The Eternal also spoke to Satan, "Did you notice my servant Job? There is no one like him. There is a man honest and loyal to his word, fully devoted to God and who despises evil. How upright he is. You even tried to destroy it, but it didn't work.
Satan answered,
A man would do anything to save his own life. So, what would happen if you took his health away? Surely, he would openly curse the Lord without a shadow of a doubt.
The Eternal spoke, Very well. Then we will see. Go ahead. You can do whatever you want with him. But pay attention. Do not take his life. Satan left the presence of the Eternal and struck Job with a terrible disease. Job was covered with boils and sores from head to toe. They itched and hurt so much that he took a shard of broken pot to scrape the wounds, sitting amidst ashes. Then your wife said,
And you still maintain your integrity? Curse God and end this once and for all.
But he replied,
You don't know what you're talking about. You've lost your sense, woman. If we receive good things from God, why wouldn't we also receive bad things?
Despite everything, Job did not sin. When three of Job's friends heard of his suffering, they left their homes. He is from Tema, Dudade from Sua, Zophar from Namath, and together they went to console and comfort Job. When they saw him, they could hardly believe their eyes. Their friend was unrecognizable. They cried in sorrow, tore their clothes, and threw dirt on their heads to show their grief. Then they sat with him on the ground. They sat there for 7 days and 7 nights without saying a word, because they saw that their friend's suffering was too much. Finally, Job broke the silence. In a loud voice, he cursed himself.
Erase the day I was born! Forget the night I was conceived! Let that day turn to darkness, and may God above forget what happened. Erase it from the books! Let the darkest darkness seize the day of my birth. Be enveloped by fog and swallowed by night. Let darkness reign the night I was conceived. Erase it from the calendar, and may it never again be counted as just any other day. Let that night be reduced to nothing. May no shout of joy from that night ever be heard. Let curse masters curse that day. Let it be swallowed by the sea monster Leviathan. May its morning stars lose their shine and await the daylight that never comes. May they never see the dawn again, because it didn't stop me from leaving my mother's womb. To live this life full of troubles. Why did they not die at birth, breathing as they came out of the womb? Why were their arms to cradle me and breasts to feed me? I could now rest in peace, sleep forever without feeling pain, alongside kings and ruins authorities, or even with the powerful, full of gold and silver. Why wasn't I buried as soon as I was born? Like a stillborn child who never sought the light. There the wicked trouble no more, and the weary finally have their deserved rest. Their prisoners sleep peacefully, never again waking to the noise of the guards. Rich and poor, simple and powerful are there, and the slaves are free.
So you come from your masters.
Why does God care to give to the miserable? Why let someone full of bitterness live? Those who wish to wish.
Desperately, death cannot.
Those who seek it more than the world's greatest treasure. Who consider the day of their death the happiest day of their life. What's the meaning of life when it no longer makes sense? Why does God allow us to live if He has closed all the exits? Instead of food, there are only tears. Instead of water to drink, they serve me sighs of anguish.
The worst of my fears has come true. What I feared the most happened.
My rest is disturbed and my peace is destroyed. No rest remains for me. Death has invaded life.
So he does, Timan replied. Would you mind if I said something? In such circumstances, it's hard to stay silent. You've done this many times yourself. You've said words that clarified and cheered up those about to give up. Your words gave strength to those who were wavering, a new hope to those on the verge of collapse. But now that it's happening to you, you become discouraged. When you are hit, you become distressed. Shouldn't your devout life give you confidence? Shouldn't your exemplary life give you hope? Stop and think. Has any true innocent ever ended up in disgrace? Or did someone truly righteous get lost in the end? For I see those who cultivate evil and sow misery reap just that, a breath from God, and they fall, a blast of His anger, and nothing is left of them. Even the mighty lion, the king of beasts, with its terrifying roar, is useless without teeth. The toothless become preyless, and the young ones will have to fight for their own sustenance. A word came to me in secret, like a whisper reached my ears. One night came in a terrifying dream. After I fell into a deep sleep, fear and terror stared at me. I shuddered from head to toe and terror took over me. A spirit was there and it made my hair stand on end. I can't describe what appeared there. It was a figure in front of me. And in the midst of silence, I heard a muffled voice. How could a mere mortal be more righteous than God? How can a man be purer than his creator? Because if God didn't trust his servants, didn't even clap for his angels, the more beings made of clay, the more fragile than a moth, living today and gone tomorrow, unnoticed by anyone, because some disappear without a trace, just as when a tent's pegs are pulled out. The tent collapses, we die and are no more.
We are wiser for having lived.
Ask for help, Jor. If you think someone will answer, which of the holy angels will you turn to?
The fool's resentment is what kills him.
The envious anger of the reckless is what ruins him. I myself have seen the reckless lay foundations, and suddenly their house was cursed. Your children are outside, in the cold, mistreated and exploited, and there is no one to defend them. Hungry street dwellers loot your crops. They clear the field, taking even the thorns, dissatisfied with what they have.
No.
And be lucky when things go south. Misfortune does not arise out of nowhere. Humans are born for trouble as surely as sparks fly upwards. If I were you, I'd run to God and throw myself into His arms of mercy. For He is grand, and His deeds are ineffable. There's no limit to His miracles. He sends rain over the vast land, sends water that irrigates the fields. He raises the humble from safety to distress. He thwarts the schemes of the cunning who do not achieve their intended result. He catches the cunning in their own scheme. Their plans are swept away like trash. He gets disoriented as if he were thrown into darkness. Can't see enough to take one step ahead of another. But God saves the oppressed from death plots and the iron fist. Thus, the poor have hope, while injustice is utterly destroyed. How blessed is the one whom God corrects. Pay attention. Do not disregard the Almighty's discipline.
It's true. He harms, but also heals the wound.
He injures, but his hand also heals.
He saves you from one disaster after another. No matter the calamity, evil will not reach you. In disaster, hunger will not touch you. In war, you won't be pierced by the sword. You'll be protected from nasty comments and live without fear in the face of disaster. You will not worry about disaster, nor hunger. And you will walk fearlessly among wild animals. You will get along well with rocks and mountains. And wild animals will become good friends. You will know that your place on earth is secure. You will look at your possessions and find nothing missing. You will see your children grow and become numerous.
You will have a beautiful family.
And it will grow like the grass of the field. You will have a long life and be like the golden grain harvested at the right time. That's just how things are, proven and tested. So listen, for your own good, follow my heart.
The council, Job replied, if my grief could be weighed, if I could stack all the burden of bitterness, it would be heavier than all the sand of the sea. It's no wonder that I'm shouting like an animal going to slaughter. The Almighty's arrows are embedded in me, and I had to endure all the venom. He poured it all over me. Donkeys bray and cows moo when they run out of pasture. So, don't expect me to remain silent. You see what God has done to me? The agony is so great that I can't eat anything. I lost my appetite. My stomach is in knots. I feel completely rejected. All I wish for is an answer to a prayer. One last request to be honored. If only God would crush me and finish me off for good, I'd at least have the satisfaction of not blaspheming against the holy God before, beyond my limits, say I am taken. Where is the strength to keep my hope alive? What future do I have that makes me want to keep going? Do you think I'm as tough as a rock? Do you think I'm made of steel?
Cool.
Do you think I can stand up on my own? I had no strength left. Someone desperate. What we ego are. Should be one.
Stopped.
Even if I gave up trusting the Almighty. My brothers are like rivers, Mudesir.
Right one day. In a water
I'm all in.
That would be a shame if he died now if he did it. It's flowing down from the mountains.
But in the middle of summer, they're dry.
Just one.
A crater parched by the sun. Travelers see it and go out of their way, thinking they will quench their thirst. But they only find a dry well and die of thirst.
Tarsica.
The caravans of Dema's merchants hope to find water.
The tourists from Cebu.
They yearn for a cold drink.
They approach with hope.
What a disappointment.
When they arrive, they
dry earth guy. What about you?
My friend, you're no better. You haven't helped at all.
You see my situation, and all you do is cower in fear. Not that I asked for anything. I didn't ask for even a single penny. Nor did I beg for any sacrifice on my behalf. So why so many sophistries and evasive words? Show me something undeniable, and I will be silent. If so many know, tell me where I went wrong. The truth might hurt, but you have the courage to take a hit.
I'm feeling great.
You point out what's wrong in my life, but answer my anguish with small talk. Are people mere objects to you? Are friends like commodities? Look me in the eyes. Why would I lie to you? Don't be unfair. Now, without vague words, think carefully. My integrity is at stake. Can you detect falsehood in what I say? Don't you think I can tell right from wrong? Isn't life a struggle? It's not like being under harsh slavery, like the field workers who eagerly await the end of the day, like those who have nothing to look forward to, except payday. I am committed to a life that wanders and gets nowhere. Months of deceit, nights of affliction and misery.
Hey, go to bed and think.
Long time, until it's time to get up. I toss and turn in bed all night. I can't take it anymore. My body is covered in worms and scabs. My skin hides.
Thick and hard.
The pus keeps leaking. My days pass quicker than the hands of the most skilled weaver. They continue to the end without hope. God, don't forget I'm just a breath. These eyes have seen kindness for the last time. And you've seen my end. Keep looking, but there will be nothing left to see. Like a cloud evaporates and disappears forever. Those who go to the grave never return. They'll never return to their families. Friends.
They will never find it again.
And so, I will not stay silent. I will speak out loud and clear. My complaint against heaven is very bitter, but honest, they want to gag me. As if wishing people would just pay attention to me.
Pressed equal and the sea calms down.
When I think, I go to bed, and who knows, maybe improvement or a nap will do me good. Nightmares arise to scare me and visions to terrify. I'd rather be hanged and die than go on living this way. I despise this life.
Who needs this?
Leave me alone.
My life is worthless. I can't do it.
The strength of smoke.
What are mortals that you should care for them and spend part of your day with them? So you come every morning to check in. Will you never stop looking at me?
You won't leave me alone.
Not
so
even.
That I...
We're gonna split it. Even having sinned, how can this hurt you if you are greater?
Because everything is responsible for all the others.
Men, why have I become your main target? Why won't you just forgive my sins?
Aduce. Are you starting from scratch with me? The way things are going, I'll soon be dead.
You look up and down, but I'll no longer be around.
Beldade sua, ustate talking.
How long will you keep talking like this? You're speaking nonsense, utter foolishness. Does God make mistakes? Does the Almighty let anything slip through? Of course their children have sinned against him. Otherwise, why would God have punished them? Know what you should do. Kneel before the Almighty. If you are as innocent and just as God, it's not too late. He will come running and set things right again. He will restore everything.
Even if you don't believe it,
Now you'll be better than ever before.
Present the...
Our ancestors are with us.
Study what they learned from their ancestors.
We have much to learn, for we are newcomers. And life is so fleeting that we do not even have time.
So why not let the ancestors teach us their wisdom and instruct us in what they know by experience? Can mango trees grow without soil? Can delicious tomatoes exist without water? Aren't flowers beautiful before they're picked? But without soil or water, they wilt faster than grass. This is what happens to those who forget God. Their hope does
not... It's pointless. Their lives are hanging by a thread.
For all trust is in things as fragile as a spider's web. A shake and the thread breaks. Try to cling to it and the end yields. Or are they like thorns sprouting in the daylight, invading gardens? They spread everywhere, spoiling the flowers and clinging even to rocks. But when the gardener pulls them out by the root, the garden hardly notices their absence. The sooner the wicked one leaves, the better. Then, the good plant can grow in its place. God cannot deny the good, and surely doesn't aid the wicked. God will make you laugh again. You'll jump for joy. The enemy will get what's coming to them, and they'll see their house of cards fall.
Job started over.
So what's new? I know all about that. The question is, how can a mere mortal be truly righteous in the eyes of God? If we wanted to present our case before him or argue...
What chance would we have?
Not one in a thousand. Wisdom...
God's love is so deep.
God's power is so immense. Who could attempt to resist?
To go and still come out unscathed.
He makes mountains tremble before they know what's happening. Whenever you wish... Shake them up and turn everything upside down. He can shake the earth until its foundations are shaken. He tells the sun, "Don't shine." May he stop shining. Cover the light of the stars. Alone stretches the heavens and walks on the waves of the sea.
He disowned the Big Dipper.
Boreas, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the Southern Cross.
We can never fulfill
to chug this whole bottle.
Greatness. Their miracles amaze.
They cannot be counted.
He moves ahead of me and I don't see him.
His silent but real presence I don't perceive.
If something is taken unnoticed,
who could stop him?
Who's going to say what?
What's he doing when he's angry?
Nothing stops him.
Even the greatest and most colorless monster will fear him.
In this way, how can I argue?
Hang out with him? How can I present a defense before God?
Even if I'm innocent...
I could never argue. I can only throw myself at his feet and beg.
By the mercy of the judge.
Even if I called out to God and he answered me, I still wouldn't believe he heard me. Thus I am tossed from side to side, and the wounds multiply without reason. Nor can I catch my breath, and the suffering only grows. If it's about seeing who is stronger, he wins playfully. If it's about justice, who could summon him? Even if I am innocent,
Everything I say will incriminate me, even if I'm not at all to blame. Defending myself will do no good.
Believe me, okay, Mean?
I'm innocent. Can't figure out what's happening. What's the point of life? It all amounts to the same. There is no difference at all. For God destroys both the wicked and the good and honest. When disaster strikes and brings sudden death, he crosses his arms, unfeeling to the despair of the innocent. He lets the wicked take control of the world, appoints judges who can't tell right from wrong. If he's not the one responsible, then who is? My time is short. What's left of my life fades away so fast I couldn't even savor the joy. My life is moving quickly, like a swift ship, like an eagle diving to snatch its prey. Even if I say so, I'll ignore all this. I'll just look on the bright side and try to keep smiling. All these calamities will still consume me from within. For I know there will be no relief or peace. The verdict has already been announced. Guilty. What good are protests? Even if I scrubbed myself clean and washed with the best soap available, I would be pushed into a bottomless pit until the smell became unbearable. God is not a man like me. He's not an equal that I can confront in court. How I wish there was a referee to mediate that could break God's deadly force over me and set me free.
This terror ends late so I can breathe again.
Then I will raise my voice and present... I would stand my case courageously. But as things stand, there's no chance.
I can't stand this life anymore. I can't take it anymore. That's why I let it all out. Holding nothing back, every complaint and bitterness of my soul.
Shaw.
I pray. I will share what's in my heart. God, do not find me guilty without letting me know the charge. You created me yourself and said it was good. So why do you make me go through so much suffering? Do you reject whom you've shaped with your own hands and bless the schemes of the wicked? You do not see as we mortals do. Do you look at appearances? You are not limited by time, like us. You have eternity to accomplish your works. So why?
What are you looking for in me, Kun?
It was a sin, like looking for a needle in a haystack. You know I'm not guilty. You also know that no one can help me. You formed me like a vase with your hands. But now you're gonna break me into little pieces. Do you remember the beautiful work you did with clay? Now will you turn me back to dust? Oh, the marvelous conception. The meeting of masculine and feminine.
Such a great miracle. Skin and bones. Muscle and brain.
You gave me life. Unfathomable love. You followed closely even my breathing. But you never told me this part of the story. Never imagined there was something more. That if I took a step too hard, you would notice and let nothing go by. If I really am to blame, I am doomed. But if I am innocent, it's no better. I am still lost.
Bitterness flows within me.
I am completely engulfed in sorrow. I try to defend myself in the best way possible, but you're too strong for me. Relentless as a lion on the prowl. It's impossible. I always find new witnesses against me, and your anger only grows and piles on my pain. So why did you make me born? I wish no one had ever seen me. I wish I had never lived, to be buried without ever having breathed. Can't we just end the discussion about my life now? Could you give me a break so I can smile for a moment before I die and am buried? Before I am in a closed coffin, banished with no return to the land of the dead, where I will be hidden by darkness.